Hello, this is I Hate My Birthday podcast, where I talk about growing up, maturing, and becoming an adult for real. I'm Carmen Gaucher. So this is my first episode, and I'm really excited. I feel like for a long time I've been in the works with, you know, actually starting this, and now that I've actually, you know, found the discipline to do it, I am really happy. I'm really excited. So for this episode, I really wanted to really just dive in and talk about the origin of the title specifically. I feel like it makes people question kind of like, why? Like, why is the title I Hate My Birthday? And I love that. That's kind of why I did what I did. I wanted it to strike curiosity. I wanted to make people think. When I was kind of coming up with ideas and brainstorming, I always thought like, what is going to be most true to who I am? And I think a part of your identity is the day you were born. This is the one day, and it's the day that you literally came into the world. And I think it's so personalized in a way, because I know like a lot of people talk about astrology and, you know, the month that you were born dictates your personality traits and et cetera. But I think it's even deeper than that. I was born September 3rd. That's my birthday. And I just turned 20 a few weeks back, but I feel like so much has happened in my 20 years of life, and I've had so many different birthdays. I've had 20 different birthdays, actually, now that I think about it. But like I said, like when I was thinking of this podcast, what was something that was personalized to me? And I always think of, you know, my birthday. Birthdays just have not been hitting the same for me personally. Because I'm a college student, I end up spending my birthdays by myself. And when I was younger, I would spend my birthdays with my family, typically. And that could include, like, us going to dinner or, you know, them taking care of the bill, even that type of stuff. Like, it's a different vibe. And now that I'm in college, I am relying on, you know, my group of friends. And since I'm an out-of-state student, I feel like that's an extra layer of struggle. I have a birthday in the beginning of the semester, so if you come in not knowing many people, you're already at a disadvantage for, you know, being able to celebrate your day to the best of your ability. I'm not gonna lie, in my opinion, I will never be that person to go to the store and buy myself a cupcake and a candle and, you know, like that type of thing. I don't know, I think that's a little like embarrassing, that's a little sad. And of course it's important to celebrate yourself, but if you don't have people to almost like celebrate with you, it can be a little lonely, it can be a little sad. And I just feel like recently, more specifically, I haven't had the best birthdays because I'm in school and it's nothing compared to, you know, being at home. Like I mentioned, when I turned 19 last year, I didn't have a great day. And I think there's so many songs actually about, you know, like crying on your birthday and whatnot. And that was actually me. Like I ended up crying because I just felt like bad. It was just not a good time. My birthday fell on a Saturday, so my thought was I can hang out with my friends, you know, I can just have a good time, everything is gonna be great because it's my one day where, you know, not to say like everything's about me, but you know, the vibe's different, like it's my birthday. So, you know, I had high hopes and it really fell short of that. I think, like I mentioned, a lot of it had to do with the fact that I have a small circle, and you know, circles change over time and they develop over time. You're not close to people you used to be close to the day before or the year before. And I definitely experienced that. And I'm so happy to have had a roommate who wanted to spend the day with me. We were strangers, so that was another thing where I was just like, this is great and I'm so grateful. But at the same time, I don't necessarily want to have to, you know, have to spend my birthday with a stranger. And that was one thing where I was just like, this is kind of sucky just in general, but I'm still grateful. And I also just didn't have a good time. You know, I also saw people where, this is my thing, I saw people who were in a bad mood. And when your bad mood influences everybody else and you make everybody else in a bad mood, I just get icky. This is the scenario, right? This is my analogy, right? You're going shopping and you're having a bad day, you walk in, you're going shopping, and the cashier is helping you check out. But then you start being rude to the cashier, because my thought is like, they didn't do anything to you, so why are you bringing that negative energy, those negative vibes to the people around you? So that was the same situation on my 19th birthday. I was just kind of surrounded by people who were like not in the best of moods, and then they were just kind of like being mean to everybody else around them. It just made me feel like, ugh, I don't even know. I just felt like not disgusting or like bad. I just, you know, when you have like that icky feeling of just like, ugh, I don't really want to be here. That was me. So I reflect on that, and I kind of use that as like a never again am I going to have a birthday like this. That's like my benchmark of one of my most recent worst birthdays, because honestly, I don't know if I had like a bad birthday when I was turning 4 or 5. I probably actually, you know what's so crazy? Now that I think about it, I remember for my 4th birthday, I'm pretty sure it was my 4th birthday, my dad picked me up from preschool and he literally took me to Chuck E. Cheese, because it's so crazy. I remember that, but I remember it because it was an amazing day. It was an amazing birthday. Like Chuck E. Cheese, like I remember back in the day, I would tear up some Chuck E. Cheese pizza. Like it was so good. So it was a great birthday, but long story short, I might have had a different bad birthday maybe when I was turning 9, maybe when I was turning 10. I don't really remember because I'm getting old and my memory is shot. I ain't, you know, as sharp as I used to be. I can't really remember all those details, but my most recent bad birthday was definitely like last year when I was turning 19. And that's my benchmark. That's my benchmark of days. Like, I don't want to repeat that type of vibe. I don't want to repeat that energy. So I made a vow to have a good 20th birthday. And one thing I also want to talk about is like 20 to me is special, right? Just like in my opinion, turning 10 is special. Because my thought is, I remember at least for me back in the day, I was like, I'm double digits, you know, right? That was my thing. I was so excited to be turning 10. And then let me think, 12, I don't know why, but 12 to me, I thought I was like an adult for real. I literally loved like the idea of turning 12. I was like, I'm a preteen, you know, like I'm like almost a teenager, right? And then 13, like you're officially a teen. And then 16, of course, like you're driving and stuff. You're in high school and you feel like you're grown, even though you're really not. And then of course, 18, when you're actually considered an adult. And for me, what was really odd is I didn't feel like an adult when I turned 18. I was 17 going into college and I turned 18 in school. So that was another time where my birthday honestly just did not feel like my old birthdays, because this was that first year where I had no friends, right? Because the semester starts in August, late August, and my birthday's early September, so I have like a week to get to know people. So I was literally like celebrating with, I think, some of my floor mates, because, you know, proximity, right? That's why we're friends. And what's crazy to think about it is like now they're strangers. I don't even know them anymore. Like I don't talk to them anymore. So that was, I feel like me turning 18 was a transition of, you're number one, you're a big girl now, like you're an adult legally. And also, they're just not the same as when you were turning 11. And I kind of hate it. I hate it. Growing old is kind of annoying. I think there's some stigma about growing older. I think some people don't have fear, but in all actuality, I have a fear of growing older. I think part of it has to do with the fact that I don't know what I'm going to be doing in the next 5 years, right? I don't know where I'm going to be at 25. I don't know where I'm going to be at 30. And just thinking about it kind of stresses me out, and it's something I need to face because aging is inevitable. Time flies. Every day you are getting smarter, you're developing, you're getting older, right? But I think also part of it is society puts a lot of pressure on young adults to act their age. 20, you are no longer a teenager. You're not. I have two older brothers. And I love, honestly, I'm not gonna lie, and maybe this is the bad younger sister in me, I love making fun of them because they're old. And I always joke with them when I was 19. We'd be like, you know, I'm the only teen left in the house. Like, y'all are old. I'm young and youthful. You wish you were me. And now that I'm 20, my oldest brother is like, ha, now you're one of me, right? And it's so annoying, but it's also funny because he's so real for that, for, you know, kind of laughing in my face back and saying, haha, now you're like, you're now one of us, right? But society has these pressures put on these young adults. My brother is, not to be a fake sister, not knowing my brother's year, but he's like 24, something like that, 24 or 25. My thought is, what should a 24, 25-year-old be doing in life? How do you act 24 or 25? How does somebody act 20? And society says you are supposed to act like an adult. And I think that's hard. I've never been an adult before. And of course, there's no guide. There's no book to tell you how to do it. You just have to figure it out. And I'm scared. I don't know. I'm intimidated. And I know I have to attack it. I have to just go for it and do it, because at the end of the day, I have no choice, right? But I always wonder, what should a 25-year-old look like? I remember when I was younger, I used to say, you know, by the age of 26, 27, I'm going to be getting married. And by the time I'm 28, I'm going to be starting my family. And now as a 20-year-old, I don't know where I'm going to be in the next 5 to 10 years. And it's crazy, because your 20s is the time for change. This is when so much in your life is going to be so different. You know, I'm going to be graduating from college. I'm going to be potentially working a job that I could be working for the rest of my life until I retire, right? And it's intimidating. Like I mentioned, it's scary. But these pressures don't make it easier. How can I act my age if I've never been that age before? In all honesty, like, how do you do it? So my birthday is just a day for me to reflect, and a day for me to really, like, think about that and, you know, recognize that this is the reality of getting older. But that vow I made, I'm going to have a great 20th birthday. I feel like I lived up to it. I decided last year, actually, on my 19th birthday, what I wanted to do, where I was going to go. I decided I wanted to go to a restaurant, because when I was turning 16, I remember I went to the Capitol Grill with my parents, and it was just a really cool, nice, fun experience, right? I wanted something, of course, in my price, my budget, because I'm a college student. So I decided Cheesecake Factory, I'm going to do that. I'm going to go to a restaurant with some of my friends. It's going to be a good time, and it's going to feel like my birthday. You know, I got my nails done, but then again, like I said, I'm on a budget. So they were the, you know, press-on nails you get from CVS. Yes, no shame, all right? Because I ain't going to lie, people have been telling me my nails look cute, and I give them the secrets. I say, yep, and they were $11, you know? I got my nails done. I got my hair done. I pulled out, like, a beautiful birthday outfit, something that made me feel good and, like, that this was a day for me. And it was great. I had a great time. The people I went with, I connect with them so well, and they're people that I, you know, treasure deeply, and I appreciate them so much, and I'm so glad that I was able to almost make up for some of the bad birthdays that I've had, or kind of like stand face to face with the reality of, yes, you are aging, you are no longer a teenager, but be okay with that. And I think I kind of did that. I think I'm like proud of myself for that. Something that I also randomly think about is, even though I've aged, my parents have also aged. I mentioned earlier, I'm the baby girl, and I have two older brothers, and I am no longer a teenager. So I think it's kind of hitting my parents hard, because they are really taking that in, and they are, like, low-key recognizing that not only is their daughter 20 years old, we are 20 years older. And I've had a lot of conversations about, you know, the fear of aging, or my fear, and I'm intimidated and et cetera. But I see examples of people who have aged gracefully, and, you know, they haven't let their age hold them back in a lot of aspects. You know, I'm so fortunate to still have 4 grandparents alive, and I feel like they're thriving, you know. And I'm not scared of aging when I see them. I am so fortunate that they lived the life that they did so I could live my life. And then I also look at my parents. I think I'm honestly starting to see them age. And that's kind of scary too, because, you know, it's the circle of life. And for a while, like, you know, your parents just look the same. I think for a good 15 years, from like, I don't know, like 30 to 50, they look about the same. And also, I ain't gonna lie, black don't crack. They still got flawless skin. They still look great. But they're aging. You know, I literally bully my dad about the way he wears his glasses on his face, because I tell him, I'm like, you can't do that in public if you're with me, because you look like you're 65-year-old man, right? Like, you're only 50 plus, like, you can't be doing all that. But my mom, honestly, my mom's a lot better when it comes to, like, trying to keep her youthfulness. Maybe it's a woman thing, but she's always like, Carmen, help me out. Like, how can I keep that? And a lot of it has to do with, like, her wardrobe or whatnot, but I love it. Like, they're aging gracefully. But it's really funny. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, my dad, he doesn't care much, because he understands it's natural. You age and you grow up and it's whatever. But I love that, because not only are they recognizing that their daughter is 20, they're also recognizing that they are also 20 years older. And it's fun. It's cool to see that. Another reason, I feel like what's so wild, in addition to, you know, the stories about my parents, like, another reason why I have a complex relationship around my birthday is specifically that is the day I feel I am most seen, I am most heard, and I am most loved. I get so many text messages, I get so many calls on my birthday, but the moment September 4th comes around, I don't have that same love shown to me. I'm not gonna lie though, there are a few happy belated birthdays, and in my opinion, I'm like, if you're late, just go on ahead and wait until next year, because you're already late, you know what I mean? But for the most part, like, in general, when September 4th rolls around, nobody's texting me, no one's checking up on me. In terms of, like, building relationships and keeping relationships, it's not important to only recognize a person's value the day that it's their birthday, because you're remembering, oh yep, this is the day you came, this is the, you know, year and day that you came into my life, the year and day you were born. Like, I think it goes so much further than that, and I think we need to work on that. I think it's honestly human nature. I think, you know, there's a culture of text them when it's your birthday, there's a culture of text them when it's their birthday, call them when it's their birthday, you know, make sure you say something. I won't be offended, and maybe this is me personally, I won't be offended if you don't call or text me and we don't talk. Because there are situations also where I am about to text them, you know, thank you for, you know, saying happy birthday, and I scroll up a little and see that the other only text message from them is happy birthday, Carmen. Because it just seems like a broken record. I am appreciative that they care enough about me to think about me on my birthday, but it's just like, what about the other days of the year? I wonder that sometimes. It's human nature and culture and to text someone on their birthday. What about the other days of the year? But anyways, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening to my rant. And again, I'm Carmen Gaucher, and this was I Hate My Birthday podcast.